Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. If you've been around young boys, you know they like to talk about disgusting bodily fluids like mucus. And we're about to do that.
Why? Is that because neither of us has grown up?
No, dummy, because mucus is one of our most valuable lines of defense against germs by providing a protective layer. And for the first time, scientists discovered that our mucus contained viruses called bacteriophage, or phage, that protect us from harmful bacteria.
Wait a minute. There are viruses that attack bacteria?
Viruses infect every living thing on Earth, including bacteria. Even other viruses. In the case of mucus, scientists found 40 phage for every bacterium. When just millimeters away where there's no mucus, the ratio drops to 5 to 1.
So are these phages protecting us? To find out, researchers grew two types of lung tissue in the lab, one that produced mucus and one that couldn't. Once infected with bacteria, half the cells in both cultures died.
When the bacteria-killing phage were added, the survival of the lung cell skyrocketed in the mucus culture. They also noticed the outside of phage is studded with antibody-like proteins that keep it attached to the carbohydrates in the mucus. This helps keep phage where bacteria are likely to be.
Perhaps our bodies have adapted carbohydrates in our mucus to select for phages that protect us, creating a symbiotic relationship.
Next, scientists want to understand how this affects our body's balance of microbial populations and diseases such as obesity and inflammatory bowel diseases. With so few examples of beneficial viruses, this is an important one to study.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.